Boeheim beatdown. What a difference a year makes. Locker room access, high school basketball showcase, the fresh question of the week, and more. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Jay Willie Show. I am Mark Jerome. And of course, the other gentleman on your screen is none other than Jason Willeford. Jay, what's happening? Before I introduce you, of course, we got to talk about Rhines and Rogers, where Charlottesville gets engaged. Did you see my man, Kev?
I did. I had a chance to see him. He took good care of me. The wife is happy. Let's just say that. The wife got a nice Christmas gift. So for me and the boys, Kev and his wife took care of me.
I'm coming down to take care of mine January 15th.
Good. And Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to the family. I hope everybody's safe.
So far, so good.
Glad to hear it.
22 has been a good, it's been a good start.
Great start.
And before we get going, 22 is the year of Jay Willie. That's my jersey number. So this is going to be a good year.
I hope so. That is the date of my birthday, 9/22. It was also one of my jerseys number 1 year because it's my favorite. It was my favorite, one of my favorite numbers. So I'm hoping that we both have great years. I'm hoping everybody has a great year.
So 22, and Poppy wears 22. And I told him before the Clemson game, I said, Poppy, 22 is our year. You got to represent that number. And he was like, what are you talking about, Jay Willie? I said, Pop, that was my number. That's now your number. This is our year. He just laughed. But
he did more than laugh last night.
No, Pop played last night, didn't he?
Let's start with the Syracuse game.
Okay.
Because then we can measure the two different Clemson games and what the difference was. I want to know who designed the strategy, the offensive strategy against Syracuse in the Dome this year, because you guys shredded it.
Listen, there are not a whole lot of secrets to getting to beating the zone. Got to get the ball to the middle. Somebody got to make shots in the middle, make plays from the middle. So you got to make shots, you got to assist. And so we just did that. And it's funny because someone else said, you guys seem to know how to, attack that zone. We've had different guys over the years that can play in the middle of the zone. And when you can play in the middle, if you can play inside out and then get all over the offensive glass, I thought that was that's always key. Try to rebound it. If you can get a shot up, try to rebound the backside. And I thought Caden did a really good job going to the glass in that game. And Gardner was good in the middle. We would sneak in Kihei and Reese from time to time, just getting different guys in there. And then Kihei made some ridiculous shots late that, big time shots. But I thought I'll give Tony credit. Like, he's always trying to find a way. How do we beat that zone? And that zone's not like traditional 2-3 zones or it's almost like a 4-1 at times. And then this year they morphed it into a little bit of a 1-3-1 when different personnel were on the floor. We worked at it quite a bit. We'll put six guys out there in practice, and we're trying to beat the six-man zone. And again, get it to the middle, get on the offensive glass, and knock on wood, you make a few jump shots.
I don't remember every play in the game, but I do remember Reese being sort of positioned. And almost there were times when it looked like it was like a 3-2 zone. Mm-hmm. And I remember Reese being like in the seams between whoever the defenders were at the top of the zone, and just and perfect passes to Reese. And then from there, his decision-making was absolutely precise.
Right.
And masterful.
Again, that's what we always try to do. I mean, you're always trying to get it somewhere in there. And they do, they're always adjusting their zone slides sometimes they match up, sometimes they kind of dare you to shoot it from in the middle. And so you got to take some shots, you got to be aggressive, and then you got to defend them. I mean, you got to defend the one-on-one, the ball screen, ISO, and you know, Boeheim is a handful. I mean, he kind of puts you on his back, he gets you to spots on the floor, and then he just rises over you and shoots or and draws fouls. And you know, and then his the new Boeheim, Jimmy, got off to a good start. He banged some threes. And so, you know, for Gardner, that's been a little bit of a struggle, him getting out to guys who can shoot it and stretch the floor. And then Boeheim also, Jimmy Boeheim, drove it a little bit. And so he put us on our heels. But I thought the guys, from an offensive standpoint, they did exactly what we asked.
On offense, it seemed like in the first half, Reese was the guy in the middle. In the second half, it seemed like Jaden was the go-to guy in the middle, who hit a couple of shots right inside the paint. And when we got the ball to him in the middle, missed that last one late. Yeah. I was so worried about it. I was like, no, don't miss that one. And then Syracuse comes down, we play good D and get a stop.
Well, and I'm trying to remember back. I can't remember every play. But what we kept telling Gardner was he's getting some of those shots, but he was bailing on staying with his shot. Like he tends to shoot a ton of fadeaways, which most of the time they go in, but stay with it because the ball was coming right back to him in some of those certain, you know, those instances where he was in the middle. Stick your shot, stay with your shot, and if it's short, there's no one there to, you know, box you out. You know, Caden's going to the glass. They're worried about Caden, and there was some rebounds, and so that was one of them. But you know, we were so concerned with getting back, getting matched, that you know, I thought we missed a few opportunities to go to the offensive glass. But again, we got stops when we needed to. We handled their pressure. Their pressure in the past has bothered us. The guys did a good job handling the pressure this year, that zone press, full court press. So kudos. We worked on that. I mean, we knew that if we had an opportunity to have a lead, that they know how to play catch up. It's been very effective against us.
I'm not always going to ask easy questions. I'm not always going to make the game easy and say, oh, you guys are wonderful. But it's comfortable having Reese and Kihei together in the backcourt, who both handle the ball very well, who are both crafty, quick, and who see the court well, understand the value of a bounce pass. On the other side, this is not Syracuse of when that Elite Eight game, right? This is a completely different team.
There's different. Obviously, there's different levels of athleticism and length and speed and size on the floor. But you know, that's the same for us. I mean, we've got different guys out there, and you know, they did exactly what we asked of them. You know, if you can get the ball to the middle, again, pump fake and get those guys up in the back line. They tend to fly at everything. You know, we had a chance. We did a good job. We went on the road, got a good road win. That was a good win on the road.
So my feeling was after the game was like, okay, good win. Syracuse is okay at best. And T Dubs points out it's a road conference win. Those are always so important. Somebody else pointed out to me, my man Doug Workman out in LA, graduated, you got him tickets one time, a couple of years ago. Thank you for that. And he always thanks you for that.
Yeah.
Pointed out same thing T Dubs says. It's a road conference win. Those are so valuable.
We often talk about that. Like Brad Coach Soderberg says, you know, it's a birdie. You know, that's an extra, you put a little extra behind those road W's. And so that counts as a birdie. So we always, you know, if we get a road win, we're coming in the locker room talking about we got us a birdie. So, you know, in golf terms, but that being able to go on the road, there's nothing easy in this league. So you got to try to hold serve at home Boy, if you can go get one or two or three or four on the road, you look up, you got a pretty good year.
Yep. Defensively, any adjustments that you guys made? It looked like the game plan was to double Buddy Boeheim as far away from the basket as possible and make other guys beat you.
Yeah, we weren't gonna. We didn't want him to get going. And for a stretch there early, he wasn't. Right. And then he got to the free throw line, was able to make some easy ones. And once you let a guy like that see the ball go in, you know, he starts to shoot it with confidence. So yeah, we wanted to, you know, we were aggressive. You know, coach watched a ton of film, and we wanted to impact and be on ball screens and you know, scramble and rotate. It just makes us fly around, and we think we're at our best when we're flying around and you know, being somewhat disruptive. You know, because the pack isn't always disruptive. Teams can kind of go side, top side, run their offense. But you know, we wanted to get the ball out of his hands.
And I'm not sure Jimmy Boeheim's run a play. You guys know better than I do, clearly. But a play outside of give the ball to so-and-so and let him create in many, many years.
Yeah, that's what they do. I said it must be fun, you know, for them to practice, because it's probably a lot of one-on-one and a lot of skill development and working on your craft. Those dudes, I mean, over the years, all of those guys, I mean, they go pick and roll, and then they play kind of ISO. Whoever gets it going is going to work. But they've had guys and buddies one that can fill it up.
He had a deep three in that game.
And Reese was right there.
Yeah.
I mean, Reese was right there. He's got a knack for making those. And you're like, as a defender, you think you're in good shape, right? There's no way he's shooting us. And he rises up and he shoots it. And it's like you look down and you're like, he's 4 or 5 feet beyond the NBA three.
Yeah.
And you know, in transition, you know, they more teams recently are doing this, are running to that 3-point line. So they're running and pushing and trying to kick ahead and shoot those. But I thought what was key, I thought Kihei did a phenomenal job on Joe Girard. I thought he guarded his butt off. Kihei had 3 blocks in that game. Unbelievable.
You guys compete. Kihei competes no matter what, right? He's always going to play hard. Concerns in that game. Offensive rebounding?
Yeah, we gave up a ton. We gave up a ton. You know, guys were running in from the 3-point arc, and we kind of lost vision in that game. If I'm not mistaken, they get like 18 offensive boards.
Maybe 19, but yeah.
Something like that. So, you know, missed blockouts. And we're undersized at some positions. Like we're smaller at some positions, you know, height-wise and in girth. And so it takes 5 guys to rebound. And, you know, we worked on that. Along with, you know, our transition defense. I thought we gave up. We were, you know, not matched and didn't communicate and gave up some, you know, some easy buckets or got, you know, fouls that we should never have given up.
Do you call out guys when you're watching film on that and say, dude, you got
100%.
And then what's the strategy to fix it?
We that's what we do. That's what we do the next day in practice. We drill. It's just an emphasis that, you know, if we see something in a game where there's some slippage, best believe that's the point of emphasis at the next practice.
So here's the other piece. And how do you handle this? And I may be stealing, you know, part Q of one of Dougie's questions. How do you handle what looked like to probably the UVA crowd and probably not so much the Q's crowd, the disparity in fouls when it looked like we were getting hit and they looked like they were getting some calls. Because at one point, I think it was 17-8 in team fouls, or 17-9. And before, like late in the game when they had to foul, and I think it ended up 17-12.
Yeah, I we don't worry about that. I mean, you got to play. Sometimes you get calls against you. Sometimes you get calls in your favor. You just got to play. A lot of our breakdowns were just our breakdowns, you know, not getting back and being late, reaching. It is what it is. You're not going to get every call, and especially out on the road. You know, you tend to learn to expect that when you go on the road. Yep. And you just got to play. But I walked out of there happy for Caden, happy for Armand. I thought those guys, they needed those types of games. I thought they had good games.
All right, let's compare the two Clemson games. By the way, the backdrop in your room is looking sharp.
You like that?
It's you know, last couple of weeks, last couple of shows, it was a little bare behind you.
Well, it was just I threw the basketball up, and we painted the room. God knows how long, but I just never got back around to putting stuff back on the walls. So I said I didn't want to see any more gray walls when doing the show. So I threw the Jay Willie, you know, shout out to T-Dub and Locker Room Access, and then the championship. My wife actually got that. If I'm not, I think that's a towel that my wife got framed for me that we got out in Minneapolis. So
awesome. I love the two posters and the basketball. It looks perfect there. Perfectly placed. All right. Clemson 1. Clemson 2.
I totally forgot about Clemson 1. You're gonna have to jog the memory. Go ahead.
50 points. Couple of like long, excessively long droughts, offensive droughts. Not 33-34% shooting from the field.
Yeah, I told you I forgot about that.
I don't blame you.
You know, our offense is going to come and go. We know that. I thought the difference between game one and then yesterday. There was an intensity, a physicality, a toughness that we played with from the very beginning. To me, that's what Virginia basketball is. And I think we're starting to just begin to touch on that again. Defending hard, making them earn everything. I thought we ran our offense with some pace, we moved. We started to hit them with screens. I thought we were trying to do a little bit too much in the first game, ball screen stuff. We got away from the ball screening as much and just ran our blocker mover, our sides, and we moved them. I thought we moved them hard, made them work. And then we made shots, and there was an emphasis on throwing it inside a little bit, and Gardner got going early. We threw it in to Poppy. Poppy was great in the first half off the bench. To me, that was the difference. I thought game one, Clemson had us on our heels with the pace of how they ran their offense, and we were a little bit behind defensively. But I thought we were locked in and ready to roll.
Looked like Pop. I mean, was that the best game Poppy's ever played?
I don't know if it's the best he's ever played. He had a really good game a few years ago here against Carolina, mm-hmm. where he was really good. I think he scored double figures in that Carolina game. But he, one of his best for sure. One of his most assertive. He was patient. And scored down low when he got a chance. He didn't rush a whole lot of attempts. He played physical. He got a highlight dunk. He was really good. I told him he got to stay away from the intentional foul. where he tried to take the dude's head off. But, you know, I thought he set the tone. And he let them know it's going to be, this is the type of night it's going to be. We're here. And, I was happy for him. I actually thought that Cody Stabman gave us a lift also off the bench. Yep. Very productive. So, you know, I think I saw this right. We got 15 points from our bench. Which is huge, a huge lift for us. And then, you know, with Caden being in foul trouble, Poppy stepping up, and then Caden coming in and being very aggressive in the second half. Again, with his rim protection, made some big free throws, got a big offensive stick back. Kihei banging big shots. Armand banging some big mid-range shots. Reese playing another very good overall game. I tell people all the time, Reese is a heck of a player. He is a heck of a player. Don't just look at points. The dude does everything.
You know who's going to be happy to hear that.
I know. But he truly does. But I thought it was a total team effort, starting with our defense locked in, and then our ability to run good offense, move them, make them work, and establishing Gardner. I whispered to Isaiah, I didn't want to say anything before the game because I didn't want to jinx it, but after he made his first shot, I said, Zay, you know he's in for a good night. I don't think he missed a shot in warmups. And I'm talking about warmups where the guys just get out and they shoot on their own. And then once we grab them and we do a little routine with the guards and the bigs, he was locked in. and Zay said, you might be right. I said, no, I'm telling you, he has not missed. And it just continued. I mean, he was laser focused yesterday.
Poppy, 19 minutes last night, 6 minutes the first game.
He was a difference maker.
I thought the energy level from the start of the game was so tremendous and so intense. I was like, this is a different team.
No, I felt that way. I said to Tone and the guys afterwards, I said, I feel like that resembled the physicality and the effort that you have to play. We're starting to touch on something. Let's just hope we can bottle it up and continue that. But the games where we lost this year, I felt like we got rocked early.
Yeah.
Because of that, we didn't match that intensity. We didn't match the physicality. I thought yesterday we came out and we were the ones that showed that early.
I think you could go down the line and just talk about how well everybody played, right? And you gave basically the same amount of points. You gave up 67 the first game, 65 this game. You shot 54% yesterday.
We scored. We were very efficient.
Poppy, Caden, his IQ, just his understanding just seems to be so high. That play where he got the putback dunk, mm-hmm. First of all, he's setting a weak side screen for a shooter. Recognizes the defender's trying to get through the screen, knows the shot goes up, sees nobody boxing him out, and goes in and puts it back in.
Front of the rim, right? Just goes right to the front of the rim.
It was just another high. It might not look like much, but it was actually, I thought it was just a high awareness, high IQ play. And that's how he plays.
Yeah, he's just got to stay out of foul trouble.
Yep. But here's the other piece that I was actually talking to Ty about this last night. And I said, well, maybe, unfortunately, Caden's getting into foul trouble, doesn't get to play a lot in the first half because he gets two fouls almost every game fairly early on. But with that, maybe perhaps Poppy's getting a chance to develop. The more time he gets, the more reps he gets, the better he becomes.
But quite honestly, that was, we kind of knew that going into the year, that it was going to be a two-headed monster at that spot. Mm-hmm. You know, they both were relatively inexperienced, right? And knowing that there's foul trouble, you know, you just had to anticipate that they would, it was going to be the two of them. And Caden was Poppy's biggest fan on the bench and talking to him every huddle, every timeout, and conversely, Poppy's the same way. So, you know, those big guys, they got a good bond.
Going down the line quickly, Jaden played two great games, shooting the ball very well, just playing hard, right? And it seems like to be just his presence and his excitement and his intensity seems to be contagious. But it's, you know, Kihei making two huge shots back-to-back games. Caden, as we just talked about, Poppy, Armand hitting that mid-range, that mid-range shot. Is there, I don't think that Syracuse was that great, but a win like that, a lift, do the guys start building off of some confidence going into?
You have to. When you see the ball go in, you're getting W's, everybody's now talking good about you again. You know, you're not hearing all the negative or seeing all the negative. Yeah, that feels good. I think you only gain confidence. And it was good. I said before, I thought Caden and Armand needed that. I thought those guys they needed to build upon that. It was good. Gardner is Gardner. I mean, you could almost put in the book he's going to get you at least 15 and six boards a game almost every night out. You know, anything over that is gravy. But you're right. I think everyone feeds off of that.
So, and you mentioned Cody earlier. I thought Cody just was so poised and so comfortable last night.
No question.
Hit a big three. Had another three that was in and out. Defensively didn't play, but poorly.
I thought he was really, really good. And I said to Tone, I said it probably three times. I said, make sure you say something to Cody about how well he played and the lift he gave us off the bench.
Yeah. Because I mean, sometimes the concern is you take a starter out and a sub comes in and your concern is we're going to lose the lead or we just need a couple of good minutes. Right. And nothing was lost and maybe even something gained when Cody came in last night.
Well, those dudes gave us extended minutes. I mean, both Poppy and Caden, you know, we had a little bit of foul trouble there and Cody hit a big three. I thought he played good defense. I mean, people forget Cody's 6'8".
Yeah.
And so when he can test some shots, I keep telling him he still got to stick his nose in there. He's got to be able to stick his nose in there and get roughed up a little bit, you know. But you know, he was good. He was really good yesterday.
Yep. A couple of comments. My man, Chris Havlicek says, fresh cut, Jay Willie, and Happy New Year.
There you go.
And then my man, Danny Alter, who's just north of me in Westchester, New York, in New Rochelle.
Yeah.
Who's becoming a really good friend, says, by the way, I dropped off some masks that his wife made for you.
I've been wearing them.
And then I guess he's saying you broke your streak of wearing MJ's mask last night.
Yeah, I tell him my apologies. But with all that's going on, they wanted us in those N95. I had that big white mask on the KN90, whatever it is. So that's what I wore on the bench. So I apologize. But if Ethan doesn't get on me, I'll wear it at Carolina.
Danny's certainly listening. His wife is there, the nicest people ever.
But I don't want to get Ethan. I don't want to get on Ethan's bad side.
No, no one wants to do that. All right. So before we bring Dougie on, I just want to show you what T-Dub sent me.
Hey, so yes. By the way, T-Dub, thank you. I got an orange one in the mail, and I meant to send you a text. I got the orange one. Austin stole my black one. He's wearing that, the VA, and the Dell. Austin wants to take the Dell, and I'm trying to keep him from having the Dell hoodie.
Tell Austin if he plays well on the 15th, and we'll get to that after we bring Dougie Fresh on. T Dells will lace him with some nice gear.
He saw it and he was like, "Ooh, I'm taking it." I'm like, "Dude, who told you can have those? Those are mine."
All right, we're gonna bring Dougie on. As Dougie's coming on, you get probably about a 30-second spot to talk about your Steelers.
Ooh, let's go, baby. Hey, there's still hope, Mark. It's like the movie Dumb and Dumber. So you're telling me there's a chance if we win next week, this week coming, and then I don't know how, but the Jaguars have to beat the Colts. If they can do that, we're in the tournament. All I want to do is say I made the tournament, Mark. That's it.
You know who won who won your division?
I know. Joe Guy in the Who They Bengals and Kyle Guy. Yes, I know. But Joe Burrow's pretty good. I'll give credit where credit is due. He's a bad boy.
Over 1,000 yards the last two games, something like that.
He's a bad boy. But let me just say this, and then I know we – Fresh, what's up, brother? We'll move on to Fresh.
Go ahead.
Shout out to Mike Tomlin, who has not had a losing record in 15 years of coaching in the NFL. That's a remarkable record. Now, would I like to see more AFC championships and a couple more Super Bowl appearances and maybe a ring or two? Absolutely. But in the interim, we were playing Brady, which was always a headache, or the Ravens and those guys. So to do what he's done in 15 years, shout out Mike T. And having to deal with that crazy Antonio Brown for all those years, God knows what else that dude was up to. But I like Najee Harris. I love TJ Watt. We got some young pieces. Big Ben, thank you. I got a little emotional watching him walk off the field at Heinz Field.
Did you shed a tear?
I did not. But I felt it. I could feel with all us Steeler Nation and us Yinzers, as they like to say, what it was like. So let's just hope we can get in the playoffs. Not that we'll go far, but just to say we made it to the playoffs. All right, on that note, I'll shut up about my Steelers.
All right, so Dougie.
Yep.
I dropped my bell last night, and I completely forgot to look for it today.
Right. We don't have to worry about that.
Well, I just found it.
Oh.
I just want to know, am I going to need to pick it up?
We're good, Mark.
I hope so. I've been disappointed.
You hope so?
Danny, are you good? Jay, these guys give me, a little talking to, like, be careful, whatever. It's just, Dirty South, Dirty Mouth. It's all good.
We're good.
And you guys are talking about gear. I want to start my session with this.
Well, the ODU?
Yes. And sadly, I wore it for the last two games. So guess what? I can't take it off for the rest of the year. 2-0. Marky knows I had it on last night.
Although, when did they become a Nike program? I thought they were Under Armour.
Jay, this is like 7 years ago, probably.
Okay, all right.
I bought it myself. It's coming in the mail.
Okay.
JJ promised me. What's my questions? Man, you guys covered so much. I have a lot of comments.
Just say your piece, Doug. It doesn't have to be a question.
I really am liking this team. Like, they're a fun team. I didn't think the team last year was so fun. It was probably COVID. It was a lot of things. It was different. This team, like every game I'm excited to watch. Like, what is Cody going to come in? Is so and so going to come in? Is Poppy going to foul the basket again? You know, like what crazy, but it looks like they just start. And how's that happen in two games? Do wins just create everything? But they look like they're having fun. You know, I can't tell. I haven't had good visuals of you guys, but did something switch? Is it just a win, two wins, and let's see what happens? You know, the fans want to know.
No, I think winning obviously helps. But I think the guys, I said this, you know, you guys can roll the film back. Yep. We're a work in progress, right?
Yep.
It's going to take a while. And I think the guys are figuring out how we need to play. And kudos to Coach. I mean, Coach is he has tried to take the pressure off.
Yeah.
Because, you know, these guys here, we can't shoot. The offense sucks. But take the pressure off. Play your tails off defensively. And offensively, just go have fun. You get a shot, shoot it. Get good shots. Take care of the basketball. I think the guys are finally getting that.
And all the last two games, too, every player from A to Z has made a difference in the game. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Like, Cody came in last night. You know, I mean, Poppy, we talked about. You talked about. And that's I hope you guys are giving them that positive.
And Tane, Tane has had his moments, right? So,
oh, of course. Crashing.
Yeah.
About to knock somebody out. Yeah.
You again, I think Tone has done a good job. We're telling those guys that aren't playing a whole lot to stay ready.
Yep.
Don't lose faith. It, easier said than done, but those dudes are
sure.
They're bought in and you know, we see it. We see it in practice. I think we're close. I think, you know, to me, we're close. Now, whatever happens record-wise,
for sure.
I just think we're close to playing the way we need to play.
So, Jay, ask Marky what my prediction for our points up in the dome was. Marky?
Which was everybody was lowballing it.
Right. What did I predict?
I think Dougie predicted 70.
Nailed it. That's right. Always right, Jay Willie. He gets all
the last night, he predicted a high score again.
Yep.
He has a lot of faith in this team. And Dougie, there's got to be some questions. Dougie is like the king of the forum for locker room access. So he has tons of exchanges. I don't go on, not because I don't think it's valuable, not that I don't think it's important, just because I forget about it.
Well, here's the most interesting thing. The biggest theme has always been Kihei Reese, right? And so, Jay, I don't know if you know this. There's a lot of fans that think they should never play together. All of a sudden, that's been figured out. And what I've noticed the past probably three games is Kihei is deferring, bringing the ball up the court, right? And is that coaching? Is that Kihei and Reese among themselves? Who gets it? Who brings it up? Like, where does that come from? Because I've noticed it in a big way. And I watch the guards, as you know.
Yeah, no, I don't know if we've consciously said, Reese, you bring it up, and Kihei, yep. you slide off ball. I just think they naturally, depending on what we're running and who gets it, I think they just naturally, they're doing that.
It looks natural, yeah.
Yeah. You know, we tried to tell them when guards rebound, get it out and push a little more, get up the floor quicker.
Yep.
So, you know, it just depends on which guard has it. But I think with Kihei shooting the ball the way he's shooting it,
yep.
You know, you kind of want to get him in some positions where – you know, he can get shots off.
Be off the ball.
Screens. So I quite honestly, it's nothing you hear all, I don't pay attention to most of the stuff that's being said, but screw that. Them two dudes got to be on the floor. I mean, you can't not play them dudes, and they're going to get the minutes, and, you know, we just got to figure it out. You know, the hell with one, you know, take one off the floor and one doesn't need to get minutes, and that ain't happening.
Yeah, play your best for sure. And, you know, the against the zone in Syracuse, I thought that I've never seen this done. Like, we played against zones. Flash, show the ball, pump, you know, swing the ball. But you guys had Reese and other guys, like, in the, like, two-thirds post, one-third post. And last year at Syracuse, you guys had guys, different guys flashing in, I remember. Like, random. Was that a new thing? And can you, I don't know if you can tell the secret or not.
No, it's I mean, you just got to find ways to get the ball, like I said before, in the middle of the floor, yeah, where you can have options, where you turn and face.
Inside the zone.
Inside the zone. Behind the front of the zone. So, like I said, they play almost some type of umbrella for those wings are so far out. Yeah. If you can ever get the ball into those creases, and sometimes this guy's moving and flashing, sometimes it's a guy just in the middle and he's trying to seal. Sometimes you try to ball screen the zone. You just got to find ways to get it down there or in there. And then once you get it in there, now you got to make decisions. Shot, dump downs, fan it out to shooters.
But that was the most impressive thing to me about Reese is he back-to-back plays, I think, Marky. He caught it on that little, like, mid-post range, but on the side, and he knew exactly what he was doing with it before it happened.
Well,
we
work on all of that. Sometimes we got seven dudes on the floor, and we're going against seven dudes trying to figure out how we're going to score. So, you know, obviously when you go 5-on-5, it's a little easier. You know what guys are going to be. But it's, we work at that.
You guys could probably write a book.
That's not your typical zone. I mean,
it changes form and shape, and
it takes a while. Guys who haven't seen it have to go against it. It may take a half for dudes to get accustomed to it, right?
For sure.
So, you know, that's why they've been good in postseason. You can't prepare for that on one day.
Great point. Right. You're preparing for what you're preparing for when you guys are in the league with them.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, we used to run Jay's first year, Brian Stith's last year. Ding, 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 Brian Stith. The first team offense, me and Jay were on the second team that year, was not allowed to pass the ball to Be Nice. Remember that, Jay?
Yeah.
They couldn't pass it to him just to make it difficult. I'm not sure why I brought that up. It's neither here nor there.
You just wanted to say Be Nice.
Exactly. Got Be Nice in the trifecta is why we use the bell. So far, he's doing great.
So I don't know much about the big guys, right? But Jaden's sticking out. He's scoring points. You know, he said Kihei's the MVP, which he's right. The last two games, Kihei's floor game. I'll talk about that in a minute.
No, we're cutting you off after this one.
All right, fine. But Jaden, you know, I think Jaden's he's a Tobacco Road boy, right? He's a Carolina guy, ECU, in the ACC. He has something to prove, and he's proven it.
Can you fuel that? He's so excited.
Yep.
To play in the ACC. Yep. It was a dream of his, and he's now getting to realize that dream. And he's his effort, he's giving us everything.
And he's delivering.
No, but he's done that all. I watched him in AAU.
Right, that's normal.
Obviously, watched him at ECU a little bit. You know, he's always delivered. He's always produced. He just wanted a chance to show it on the highest level in this league. And he's right now. He's maximizing that chance.
Yeah, I love the story within the story, man.
So not that you don't have important questions and important comments to make.
I get it. I get it.
Show's only an hour, Dougie, and you got to about 1G. So we're gonna cut you off right there. You're actually welcome to stay on for a couple more minutes.
I'll stay. I'll listen. Shift. Hey, this is my favorite show, man. Oprah, I don't even watch it anymore.
We're going to shift to the Locker Room Access Showcase games, right? January 15th, stage is set. Two games at Charlottesville High School, 11:30 and 1:15. I believe those are approximate times. Damon Altizer has helped coordinate this with us. And your son will be playing, Stab High School, will be going against, and this is why I wanted Dougie to stay if he wants to, and maybe he'll pop back on. Otherwise, we're going to clear his screen. We'll be playing against none other than your main man, Junior Burrow's son. Both freshmen, both very good players. Junior couldn't make it tonight. Junior's one of the funniest dudes I've ever met.
Hilarious.
Right?
But I'll say this, and I'm so appreciative for what you guys are doing in trying to get this event off. I think it's a good thing. You know, anytime you can get quality teams to play in our backyard where we don't have to go far to recruit, that's a good thing. But it ain't about Austin Willeford, all right? That dude got a long way to go. And I love my son, but he's a piece on a pretty good high school team. He's got some good players on his team. But I got to do my best to keep his head from not getting too big. But I'm excited for the opportunity for him and Justin to play, Junior's son, to play against each other. They played against each other in AAU. They had a good time. They probably will both talk a lot of trash and all in fun. But I told June, just so long as he doesn't box and won him like he did, who boxes and won in AAU? June, you gotta let the boy live a little bit.
Here we go.
So, but I don't think he can box and won Austin in that game because those other dudes are a lot better. So maybe Austin get a chance to make score a little bit.
That's fun. We appreciate that. I appreciate your humility, right?
And he's just trying to make him better, man.
But Austin is a rising star. I mean, I've heard multiple people tell me that. Multiple people. I'm looking forward to watching him play.
And Mark, who? So it's Norfolk Collegiate, correct?
And you guys.
Stab. Catholic, is that right?
Catholic is playing Blue Ridge.
Versus Blue Ridge, okay.
Yep, and Blue Ridge has Malik Brown.
Yep.
He didn't commit yet, did he?
No, he's going to Syracuse, committed to Syracuse.
He and Justin Taylor are going to Syracuse together.
Yeah.
Justin Taylor, who just left you guys to have to go to IMG.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll have quite a few Division I prospects, commits and prospects playing in that event. Mm-hmm. That should be fun. That should be a lot of fun. We're going to have some raffles. We're going to have some auction items. Dougie Fresh will be there.
Where's the game?
Charlottesville High School.
Okay.
Dougie Fresh will be there shooting against with Sean Singletary. He's going to be in the building.
Yep.
Grant Kersey, Charlottesville legend. And as Forrest Wasim said, national legend. Right? 100%. 100% free. Door prizes to the first 50 people, raffles. It's going to be a fun event.
Oh, sweet, sweet.
Yeah.
I can't wait. What's the day again?
January 15th. You guys play at 4:30.
Yeah, you have Wake that day.
Okay.
But, you know, maybe we'll get you for 5 or 10 minutes to come through early on.
Early.
Early on, yeah, make your presence felt.
And I'm just gassing up Justin the Glove and Austin all day. So sorry, Jay. I'm not down with the humble part.
But wait a minute, Jay Wills, did an interview earlier with CBS, correct? You and Junior.
Yeah.
How'd that go? About this event.
It went well, except June. I said June is probably like a minute spot. You can't talk for 35 minutes, June. The dude. the dude, he's got to shorten 35 minutes into one.
Can you imagine Dougie and June in the same room?
Absolutely. Hey. I've been in the room with those two. Yeah.
Whenever we talk, it's a 3-hour conversation.
Yeah. And both of them are so minutes. Entertaining.
No, hilarious. It's funny. It's funny. But no, it was good.
I want to figure out.
Yeah, I told June, I said, June, we can't be long. Matter of fact, I was getting my hair cut. I was at the barbershop right before the interview.
I want to figure out how we can mic June up. He's told me some stories.
Yes.
Some of the things he said to referees during his games.
You'd have to edit it before you.
I can't even hear the second part of the story because I'm rolling on the floor.
You would have to edit it before you could. It couldn't be live.
They are some of the funniest stories I've ever heard. He could do a tape. He could do an audio, whatever, a tape. I'm showing my age. He could just, like, right? I mean,
the best part about June, when I met him when he was 18 or 17 years old, he has been the exact same person ever since.
He is. Hey, but, right, but there are a lot of connections. There are a lot of connections that weekend. So you got Cade, who's a UVA alum. You got YB, who will be doing the music at the game.
Help.
Is that right?
That's correct. Yep. DJ YB will be in the house.
Right. Damon's a UVA guy.
Former UVA player, Damon Altizer, yep. Coach of Stab.
And then
Cade.
So Cade at Blue Ridge, but the guy at obviously Junior, but the guy at Catholic, Bobby Steinberg, who's the head coach, longtime Division I assistant, very, very good friends with both Tony and I. So there's a connection. You know, Bobby, some of his philosophy he gets from Tony and his dad, quite honestly. So he's known us for years. So he's a Richmond. Bobby grew up in Richmond. So there's a lot of ties and connections that weekend.
We're really looking forward to this event and really excited. Dougie's coming to town. I'm coming to town. T Dub's coming to town. Grant Kersey will be there. We're hopeful. Chris Havlicek may or may not show. We're trying to get him in.
We gotta get the folks to come out, go to that game, and then come right over to JPJ afterwards.
That's right.
Harold Dean is supposed to be in the house.
Okay.
Good. How about the MC? The MC for the day.
Thank you for mentioning that.
Ball Hawk.
I tell you that?
No. Oh, Ball Hawks. Okay. All right.
Ball Tim seeing it. Yep. Good. Perfect. We're gonna have a UVA crew.
You know what I think is going to happen with Hav? I think he's going to tell us he's not coming, and he's going to show up in like a full
in length, some outfit,
full length chinchilla.
Yes, he's like, going to dress
American gangster with the hat on.
He'll be in some type of outfit.
Yep,
and it'll be Sven Lightning reincarnated.
That would be awesome.
Different name, different personality.
Yes.
Don't call me Chris. Call me Sven.
All right, we're running short on time. Quickly, we got to talk about Saturday at Carolina. When do you guys leave?
We'll go down Friday.
By the way, that one's in the books. I'm muting.
Dougie's got to try to control himself.
Yeah, we'll go down. We'll practice Friday afternoon and head down Friday.
Okay. What are we thinking? What's Carolina? How good is Carolina this year? Under new head coach.
I haven't watched a ton of film. I know Brad has watched film. I saw some games. Obviously, the kid Baycott, Richmond native, has played really well for them. I think Caleb Love is having a really good year, shooting the ball well. RJ can score. They're going to be, I would imagine they're going to be very similar, try to play fast, get it up and down the floor, get it in transition. They got a couple transfers that are really good, Brady Manick and Dawson Garcia at the four position. They can go small. Either one of those dudes can play the five. They can play Leaky Black at the four. So they got a ton of talent. I just think we got to get back. Set our defense. Obviously, former UVA former UVA guy, Justin McCoy. We got to set our defense, keep them off the offensive glass, and limit turnovers. And to me, that's always been pretty much the formula against Carolina. Limit turnovers. Don't give them anything easy, and don't give them second chance points. If you can do that, you know, we can play with them. But they've got legit size. Both Garcia and Manic are big at the four spot. 6'10", 6'11". Big Cod at 6'10", whatever, 6'11", however big he is. You know, I'm imagining they're gonna play inside out. Obviously, transition first and then try to play inside out with those guys. But you know, we'll see.
Do we anticipate any adjustments as you guys did against Syracuse?
No, that's apples and oranges. I mean, you have to do something different with that zone. From a defensive standpoint, I don't anticipate anything different. You know, from what we've done against Syracuse and Clemson the last two games, maybe not as aggressive at times, but and we're still gonna play our pack defense. Maybe, you know, do a little something different with ball screens and post trap. But you know, there are no secrets anymore. You know, teams have seen us play. The scout is out. You know, we got to be good at whatever it is we decide to do and how we decide to play.
Yep, agreed. All right, well, I'm going to wishing you luck on Saturday.
Appreciate that. I'm actually taking the family with me. For the first time, my wife and kids are going to go down to Carolina.
Oh, good. Nice.
A few years ago, she said to me, you know, I've never been to Cameron or Carolina. And I said, that's not right. You've been, and she hadn't. And then she works like crazy. And some of those games are weekday games, but I made it a point to extend the invite this year to both of those places. So I want to get off of her bad side for not going to those games.
Cameron truly is a bucket list game. Dean Dome is beautiful, by the way. Gorgeous arena. Cameron is a bucket list game, like to watch you guys play against them, but just getting there anyway, just the atmosphere there is none like no other. It's phenomenal. And the student section is actually literally right there on the court, right? Just, you know, I know Kwamina can take care of herself.
She'll be fine.
I know she will be. I'm worried about the other fans that try to test her.
You know, it's never her or the boys that I worry about. It's my sister. If I ever decide to give my sister tickets to an away game, then I would be nervous.
Okay. I remember Tony Bennett's daughter got into it with a fan.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had to step in and let him know, like, that's not going to happen.
Right.
I think the guy got escorted out of the building. But also, like, they violate the safety code. Right at that, the fire code at that game, every game.
It's a fun atmosphere. Both places are fun. I'm looking forward to it, but I also can't wait to get back home to JPJ. I feel like we've been on the road for a month.
Well, this will be the third straight game on the road
right.
this week. So, all right, all the best this Saturday. Thanks so much for joining us once again. We are sponsored by Rhines and Rogers, where Charlottesville gets engaged. Big thanks to Kev. Thank you for amping and promoting the Locker Room Access Showcase event coming on January 15th. We appreciate that too. And we look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
And best to your Steelers this week.
Thank you.
All right, Jay Wills, take care. Good luck Saturday.